Parker's Memos. I was originally going to change the name of the podcast, but we're not going to do that for now. Anyways, I'm happy that we are back from a short 1.5 year break that had no explanation as to why it occurred. As you may notice, I'm not walking down a main road right next to a freeway anymore. Now, I was originally going to do some news at the end of this, but there's really no news, so this episode is pretty much purely just a school assignment, so you can skip it. Now, onto the question that put this episode into existence. Should people be held accountable for their actions in survival situations? Before we start, I want to give a little context and background. This is part of a unit in my English class, and just like all units in all classes, they exist because they do. I have some stories from my textbook that I will be using as evidence for my thesis. That thesis being, people should not be held accountable for their actions in survival situations. Keep in mind that this is in general, and if you're thinking of some very specific and unlikely exception where people should be held accountable for their actions in survival situations, don't worry, I'll be completely ignoring all of those, so forget about it, you will not be acknowledged. Let's see what our textbook has to say about our thesis. Sometimes the fact that we are humans gets in the way of us doing what we want to do or should do. In The Seventh Man, our main character, the Seventh Man, lost his friend to a typhoon when he was a kid. Even worse, he witnessed it. Long story short, when the town was in the eye of the typhoon, him and his friend met up at the beach, and as the eye of the storm started moving away, a massive wave came out of nowhere. Luckily, the Seventh Man both heard and saw it, but his friend was so focused on something on the sand that he didn't notice the wave or the Seventh Man's shouting, causing him and his dog to get taken away. A few minutes later, another wave comes, which brings his unconscious friend within arm's reach. The problem is, the Seventh Man is frozen in terror from the hundreds of gallons of water currently rushing above his head. Had the Seventh Man been a superhuman of some sort, giving him the ability to not tense up, he might have been able to save his friend. Unfortunately, he is not. And so as anyone and everyone would do in this situation, he involuntarily froze up and couldn't do anything. Now, let's look at another way that being human, or just a living thing for that matter, can get in the way by looking at an excerpt from Life of Pi by Ann Martell. The excerpt we will be looking at is chapter 61. In this chapter, Pi is left stranded in the middle of the ocean on a lifeboat with a tiger named Richard Parker. Because living organisms need this thing called food, Pi is left no choice but to catch fish in order to not starve to death. Pi eventually gets lucky and has a school of fish jump out of the water, many landing in the boat. But when it comes time to kill one of them, Pi has trouble because he feels bad for the pain that the fish are going through because he is a human and humans have feelings. Had Pi been a rock, he wouldn't have had to kill any fish in the first place. Unfortunately, Pi is not a rock and had no choice but to kill the fish. And because he had no choice, he should not be held accountable for his actions. Now onto another point that while it doesn't really prove or disprove our thesis, it can help us understand the subject more. That point is survivor's guilt. To learn about this, we will be looking at The Moral Logic of Survivor Guilt by Nancy Sherman. In this editorial, Nancy talks about how soldiers carry a heavy burden of having fellow soldiers die, making them feel like they could have done something to easily save a life or lives. Looking back at the Seventh Man, we can see that losing a friend or even just someone you know can be quite an inconvenience for your mental state. In the end, Nancy states that the only way to overcome survivor's guilt is to overcome yourself. Now, this is supposed to be the part where I talk about Most Dangerous Game by Richard Connell, but while it Most Dangerous Game I seen, it doesn't really help us with learning about survivor's guilt or whether or not people should be held accountable for their actions in survival situations. Now, I would get into another topic that's just my what I think, but we're already at the 7 minute mark, which is the maximum time, so we're just gonna skip ahead to the counter argument because that really matters. So, counter argument. What if I'm thinking of some very specific and unlikely exception where people should be held accountable for their actions in survival situations? Unfortunately, I do not have any evidence for this at the time of writing this part of the script or at the time of recording. Probably because it is so specific and unlikely of an exception. So to make up for it, I will put my feet inside of someone else's shoes, that someone else thinking of some very specific and unlikely exception where people should be held accountable for their actions in survival situations. For the sake of the metaphor, forget that hygiene exists. Now, while thinking of scenarios in which this may be true, I've noticed that they all have one fatal flaw. They're either impossibly mild, or you are the survival situation. As in causing it. In which case, you still aren't held accountable for your actions in the survival situations, and are instead held accountable for threatening someone's life. So, back to the beginning. No, you should not be held accountable for your actions in survival situations. This topic is important because it is in my textbook. Oh, and also because of the fact that surviving is part of not dying. Okay, that's it for this assignment. The closing statement is supposed to be strong, making and a fit and satisfying ending?
Well, in that case,
this is the strong closing statement for this assignment.
Okay, well, that's it for this episode. No clue if I'm going to be making more episodes. If you just want to see more of this, just go to my YouTube channel. I'll put a link in the description or show notes. So yeah, bye.